just wanted to kind of give an update for this Tuesday morning and just report that things are better than yesterday. There's been a lot of progress made in the city limits, and a lot more work has been done to clear roadways and pathways, especially to the power line right-of-ways. And so we're just reminding people to please be patient with the power workers. They're out in force. They've come from other states here to Mountain Home, to Baxter County, to help restore power. And so the good news is they've done a lot of hard work and fast work, and thousands more have power this morning than had it yesterday morning. So that is great progress. We just remind people to overall, please be patient. Be patient with the power workers. Be patient with people, the tree companies that are coming in and out of these areas that are trying to clear driveways. We've got most of the roadways and streets clear. And so things are slowly shifting from, you know, kind of a rescue type situation to, you know, kind of recovery and cleanup. So there's still going to be a lot of traffic out there. Patience with traffic is always a good thing. There are a lot of power trucks, power line workers, vehicles, you know, first responder vehicles, wrecker services, tow truck companies are going to be busy doing some recovery work for vehicles that were lost. I was in, you know, the southern part of Baxter County yesterday and out to the west over towards Lakeview Bull Shoals. And I saw, you know, vehicles that had trees on them, RVs that were actually destroyed during this storm. So there's a whole lot of property damage and a whole lot of cleanup, which means it's going to be a lot busier out there. So we just ask people to be patient with that traffic. We did learn that there are more generators available at the local big box stores. So I think now we are in a situation where we have more that people who need those things can get them. There were trucks that were sent in from other parts, other states, into our region to provide those generators to the stores that sell them. So hopefully everybody will have power by Wednesday. Of course, that's a matter for the power companies to work on, but they sure seem to be doing a lot of work very quickly through the night. And so also remember that the power line right-of-ways, you know, the power companies have the right to get to those. And so you may have people crossing onto your property. They're usually very well marked, the vehicles. Typically, the workers are wearing high visibility uniforms, helmets, things like that. So you could see really clearly who they are. And just if you have dogs that you need to put on a leash, do that. But make sure that those people have a clear path to those right-of-ways, because they have a legal right to go to work on those power lines to restore power. So we're just asking for overall patience as recovery shifts to clean up and we get things back in order.